whenever the family of Oscar Grant calls, we should all respond.
Yes. Yes.
And I don't know, maybe we didn't have the mechanism of letting everyone know as quickly as we would have wanted to, but we do know that this is our family, and they never should have been made to face that kind of enforcement without a force of our own. Those that traveled to Sacramento may recall that when we arrived there, there were literally hundreds of police awaiting us. And so the same kind of picture that the Post covered. Is this in Sacramento or is this in Hayward?
That's
in
commemorating this event.
This is in Hayward BART station, this line of riot squads. And when we arrived in Sacramento, they were lined up on horses. They were lined up on motorcycles. They were lined up on foot. They were lined up inside the Capitol. I went in to use the restroom, getting off the highway. They had the hallways blocked because they didn't want us in eyesight of Governor Schwarzenegger, who was on the inside announcing the budget agreement. So literally, they were so frightened that hundreds of us went to Sacramento to demand justice that they had the state's capital on lockdown and were really waiting on a reason to have to engage us. This is why we got to be united and organized in every step that we took. We want to appreciate those that are doing their part to keep the truth in the front of the community. The Bible says justice stands afar off and equity cannot enter because truth is laying in the street. So part of your and my charge when we leave from these town halls, we don't just come to hear, we come to get a charge. Is that right? Not charge of feeling, but charge of instruction. What is it that we should do when we leave from here? We take what we learn from here. We would not have known what happened at Hayward BART if those that were there weren't here to bring us that information. We could have gotten it in pieces because the Post newspaper was there, but to know it firsthand is critical, particularly in an hour like this when the enemy is manipulating information all the time. One of the reasons you don't see or hear from some of those that are considered leaders in the community is because they're now working to divide what they saw. What they saw was unity. Y'all with me now?
Yes.
They saw unity. And when unity is seen, the enemy of God, called devil, which causes people to deviate from the right path of God, to see people of God in unity, that's God's will. Devil is the author of confusion.
That's right.
So when you find all of a sudden, oh, we don't understand what your demands are. Why not? We've been town hall meeting for 2 months. Is that right? I don't know why I recall all of. Why not? We've been talking about it for 2 months. What prevented anyone from asking a question if you didn't understand? That's why maybe some of us don't do so well in school. We go to class, the teacher says things for 45 minutes, and then we go home and have lunch and don't understand. Well, sometimes we've got to ask some questions. But then there's some of us, the scripture describes as those who listen for the sake of a lie. So I come and listen so I can lay accusations against those that are doing the talking and make accusations against those that appear to be in leadership. One thing that's true about this town hall gathering and movement is that none of us are seeking to personally gain anything. This is not personal. We have not given anybody a grant proposal. Have you, Brother Carey, Reverend Hunt, any grant action? They didn't offer your program nothing? We're not raising money to keep a peace. We don't want a piece of the money, we want peace. P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E. So when we start wondering what's happening with some of the figures that maybe you thought that you would see, but you don't, it's because they're now working in a devilish way.
That's right.
To divide the people of God that have called for the cause of God. Justice is God's cause. Justice is God's call. And when we find it difficult to meet, well, justice stands afar off. And equity cannot enter because truth has fallen in the street. And so last week at Allen Temple, there was a gathering. Reverend Buford was a participant in that gathering, which we had announced here, that had to do with those that were analyzing the case itself. And so I want to give now the microphone to Reverend Buford to share some of the analysis that came from the community. It's not about who's in charge of it, it's about the information on the table. Y'all with me now? If I can get truth from my enemy, I'll do that. Haven't some of you studied the counterintelligence program papers? I hope you have. It's operating now. Y'all with me now? I don't say don't read it because the FBI, but no, read it. Y'all with me? Another lesson for another time. Please join me in receiving our brother who participated in the tribunal for information, Reverend Buford.